is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
We were having a tough time with the transition from middle school to high school. So what we did is we decided to come up with Peer Power and take our students that are at the higher levels and pair them up with middle schoolers. And then the middle schoolers keep those mentors for 1 year, and then they can request to have those mentors actually through graduation if they wish. And we've had that actually happen where they have a nice bond. And so they'll have study groups after school and continue with that mentor throughout the high school experience.
Yoncalla High School's principal, Brian Berry, discusses Peer Power, their peer mentoring program for incoming ninth graders that provides academic assistance, advice and programs on social concerns, community service, and more.
Our leadership team consists of our student body officers. We have officers for each grade level, 9 through 12, and then we also have our middle school that comes up in the afternoon, so they have their class officers. And then what we do is we handpick 8 to 10 other students who don't meet the grade point average to become a class officer, but we consider them leaders in the building because of what they do. It could be because of the community projects they've done or some of the sports activities they're out for. So that's how we pick our leadership team. And then we send that leadership team to training where they learn how to mentor other mentors. So that's how the name Peer Power comes to be. You'll get a lot of mentoring in what to expect at the high school level. You'll also get a lot of mentoring on our core values and what we believe in here at Yoncalla High School. Community service is a huge part of what we believe in because we believe the community has put money into this building and has helped us learn, so we should give back. And they're going to do a lot of training in that piece. We have after-school clubs. We also have an acceptance night for those students who we want to keep them off the streets. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we have, once a month, we open up the gym, and we have an acceptance night, and we have a different theme for each time we do that. It could be an anti-bullying night. And what we do is we do different projects. Like we'll have karaoke and fun stuff for the kids to do. And there's also study groups. So if kids are having problems with their studies, they can go over into a separate part of the gym. And we're working on that educational piece at the same time. Can't get buy-in from the students, then this isn't the program for you. This is a student-run opportunity. So again, we have had great buy-in with our students. They saw the need for this. They also see the need because they're the ones that come up with the activities once a month, where all of a sudden they'll see something where it may be racism or sexism or whatever it is, and that's the theme that they'll have, and they'll concentrate on that. We've had one theme that's to get rid of the R word in our high school, and we just don't hear that word anymore in our high school. So it's worked out really, really well. But again, the students have picked up the ball. The teachers are more on the periphery guiding the system, but the students are doing all the work. I want to hear what the kids have to say because they know what's going on. The adults know what's going on in between classes when they're out in the hall. And usually the students aren't going to say a lot when they see a teacher standing there. The kids know exactly what's going on. And again, if we give them that power, they're going to do a great job, and they have.
The positive results of the program have been felt in the school as well as throughout the community.
We do data each quarter, obviously, depending on what type of grades kids are getting. And what we've done is, once we implemented the Peer Power, we have that set of data also. So far, our results are really positive. We have a lot less failing grades than we had before, and we're also getting really good feedback from the community because we have a group that goes up that's also involved with Peer Power that is part of our city council. So they go up and they're part of that city council meeting, so that way community gets to see them in that area. we've seen an increase in grades, and we've also seen the community in general being a lot more positive towards our students, and not as many complaints during lunch for Open Campus. We were always hearing about the negative things that were going on in the alley, and that has really died down because now the community is starting to see all the positive things the students are doing.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.